When it comes to quiet luxury and contemporary elegance, Swiss watchmaker Longines stands out with over 190 years of crafting fine timepieces for dress, sport, and adventure. Throughout its history, women of distinction, including aviation pioneer Amelia Earhart, Academy Award winner Jennifer Lawrence, and alpine skier Michaela Schifrin, have relied on Longines for their timekeeping needs. One of Longines' most sought-after models, the Mini Dolce Vita, continues this tradition as an icon of the Art Deco era, blending elegance and functionality. The collection is a modern extension of the original Dolce Vita, inspired by a Longines legend from 1927. You can choose the classic stainless steel case or opt for the eye-catching diamond bezel. So, if you're looking for that perfect gift for a special someone or treating yourself this holiday season, visit Topper Jewelers to explore the full collection of Longines watches for women. Mention this ad for a special surprise that will make your experience memorable.
This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. Big day tomorrow for Volkswagen and its unions in Germany. That's the deadline the union set for coming to an agreement with the company to avert strikes. The two sides have held marathon bargaining sessions all week, and labor representatives say they've made some progress. The company seems willing to keep all German plants open until 2030, as long as workers give up their bonuses. If the two sides can't come to an agreement, the unions promise to unleash crippling strikes right after the holidays. Meanwhile, the European car market continues its downward spiral. The ACEA reports that new car sales fell 2% in November. Sales of EVs fell 9.4% in the EU, but thanks to a 58% increase in EV sales in the UK, overall EV sales in the greater European market were up by almost 1%. Even so, Tesla saw a dramatic drop, down almost 41%. Plug-in hybrids, as well as gasoline and diesel cars, also saw big drops in sales. But strong hybrids posted a strong 18% gain. And that seems to be the story all around the world. Hybrids are hot, hot, hot. The greater European market is on track to sell just under 13 million vehicles this year, which is a scary low number. And you've got to wonder what kind of impact that might have on VW's labor negotiations. It's sure looking like Foxconn wants to buy a stake in Nissan, but we think executives at the automaker and leaders in Japan don't want a Taiwanese contract manufacturer to have any control over one of the crown jewels of the Japanese auto industry. So that's why somebody started the talks that Nissan should really merge with Honda. However, Foxconn may be able to get its stake in Nissan anyway. Reports are a senior executive is meeting with officials from Renault to talk about buying at least part of Renault's shares in Nissan. Renault has a 15% stake in Nissan that Foxconn could potentially go after. And we would point out that another roughly 18% of Nissan shares are tied up in a French trust that's partly controlled by the Renault Group. Another company is throwing in the towel on developing autonomous vehicles. General Motors recently announced that it will no longer support its self-driving business Cruise. And now autonomous trucking startup TuSimple says it's pivoting to develop gaming technology and is renaming the company Create AI. TuSimple was founded in 2015 and attracted investments from Volkswagen, NVIDIA, and UPS. But the company ran into regulatory issues, and earlier this year, it delisted from the NASDAQ. The company says it will instead use its image-to-video AI technology to create the video game content. But not everyone is giving up on self-driving cars. Bloomberg reports that Tesla is in talks with the city of Austin, Texas, to launch its robo-taxi fleet as early as next year. The company has been in talks with Austin since at least May, but it still hasn't decided if the city will be the first in Texas where it launches the service.
Knowing that a little rain won't slow down your day, that's what really matters. Bridgestone Turanza Quiet Track Tires. Confident control in wet conditions.
We were pleasantly surprised when ExxonMobil announced that it's interested in producing lithium for EV batteries. In fact, the giant oil company started drilling for lithium last year in Arkansas, right where the U.S. Geological Survey found the world's largest known deposit of lithium. And now Saudi Aramco, the world's largest oil company, says it wants to get in on the lithium game too. It's exploring how to extract lithium from the brine that's left over from drilling for oil, and its goal is to make 1 million batteries a year. Saudi Arabia is also exploring how to synthesize nickel and graphite from oil, and as we've said before, it sure is surprising to see big oil all of a sudden get interested in EV batteries. Honda teased prototypes of its newest EVs called Zero Series that will debut at CES next month. These are an evolution of the Saloon and Space Hub concepts that were revealed at this year's CES. It looks like the design of the Saloon is staying pretty close to the concept, but Honda has moved on to a more SUV-like shape for its other model. That makes sense to us because these EVs are meant to be a preview of production models that launch in 2026, and an SUV will have bigger appeal than a van-like model like the Space Hub would. Kia is launching an all-new small SUV called the Seros that will be sold in India, but we're not sure if it's going to other markets yet. However, it looks like the Seros is Kia's version of the Hyundai Inster and Casper, which are also sold in Europe and South Korea. The Seros launches with a choice of either a 1-liter turbo gas engine or a 1.5-liter diesel, which can both be paired to a manual or automatic transmission. But Kia has also talked about launching an EV in India next year, and the Casper is sold as an electric, so we think the Seros will likely be that model. And we think that large digital display, which features connected services and OTA updates, will help the model attract a younger buyer as well. New energy vehicles, which includes PHEVs, BEVs, and EREVs, now account for half of new passenger car sales in China. So it's no surprise to learn that gasoline use is dropping in the country. Sinopec, the biggest oil refiner in China, says that gasoline demand peaked last year, that consumption will drop 1% this year, and it will fall further in 2025. And demand for diesel dropped 5% this year as well. But while oil consumption for vehicles is declining, Sinopec expects demand to continue to rise for plastics and jet fuel. However, extended range electrics, or EREVs, don't only have growth potential in China. Ram says it's pulling production of the EREV Ram Charger ahead of the fully electric version due to overwhelming consumer interest and slowing industry demand for half-ton BEV trucks. So the Ram Charger will launch in the first half of next year instead of the 1500 REV, which will now launch in 2026. We think this is a smart move because Ram likely opens itself up to a larger part of the market. There's an interesting change at Ford. Reuters reports it's going to roll its EV operations into its mainstream product ops. Jim Bombick, who runs all product development, will now get EVs added to his portfolio. But advanced EV development will remain in the hands of Doug Field. Bombick, who was also in charge of Ford's quality efforts, will relinquish that role to a yet-to-be-named executive. Quality problems are an ongoing problem at Ford. It has the highest number of recalls and the highest warranty costs in the industry. Auto supplier Gentex is acquiring automotive and consumer electronics company Vox. Gentex already owns a 32% stake in Vox, and now it's paying $196 million to acquire the whole company. The deal is still subject to approval by Vox shareholders, and it could close as soon as the first quarter of 2025. Gentex supplies mirrors for automakers, and it also makes products for aerospace and medical markets. And be sure to join us for AutoLine After Hours later today. We'll have Gary Shapiro on the show. He runs the Consumer Technology Association, which runs the CES show that's coming up in Las Vegas next month. And we're also going to have Tu Lee from Sino Auto Insights join us. This will be the last show of the year, and we have a lot to get into. A autonomous cars, plug-in cars, the challenge from China, the impact of Trump, the unpredictability of Elon Musk, and a lot more. So, if you want some really good insights into what's going on in the auto industry, we invite you to join us today at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. But that's it for this show. I hope to see you later.
AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Intrepid Control Systems, over-the-air engineering boost your game. And by Tajin Automotive Technologies, the formula for better mobility.
There's nothing wrong with heavy metal.
Hey, lighten up.
But with world-class composite material, Tajin Automotive Technologies makes vehicles lighter, safer, and more eco-friendly.
Developing today's vehicles, issues can happen in an instant. When's the best time to solve a problem? The minute you know you have one. Meet Wireless NeoVi Cloud, your secure, off-the-shelf solution empowering real-time collaboration for quick resolution. With Wireless NeoVi Cloud, your team can prevent issues before they can escalate. Driver communication data and remote diagnostics to analyze and resolve your problems using OTA, allowing your executives oversight throughout the process. Wireless NeoVi Cloud, your vehicle update solution in production and on the road. Intrepid Control Systems, driven by your data.
When it comes to business travel in Orlando, it's never business as usual. Oh, sure, I could go on for days about all the incredible places to hold meetings, or the Michelin dining, or the innovative industries that'll make you feel right at home. But Dr. Michael Edwards of Ocean Insight said it best. Orlando is as much a business capital as an entertainment one. So dive in and see what's happening in Orlando, where the possibilities for business travel are unbelievably real. Learn more at Orlando for Business.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.